Herbert the Crow and Susie Magpie and the Quest for Mince Pies, written by Tom Hope, read by Steve Pemberton.
"Can you see them?"
asked Susie Magpie, unmistakable excitement pouring out from within as her giddy words became lost, adrift somewhere between the distant realms of a nice, honest question and tremendous ear-splitting shout.
"No, I obviously can't see them," replied a melodramatic Herbert, as he hesitantly shuffled out just a little further along one of the less frost-covered branches of his favourite tree, eager to catch a glimpse of the pies beyond their oppressive gingham shroud without exposing himself to the thing he hated most, the cold.
"But you must be able to smell them."
Herbert inhaled through his nose, once to provide an answer to his bosom friend's question, and once more just for good measure. The answer was unambiguously yes. That artful balance of warm winter fruits and the delicate tones of meticulously measured cinnamon all swaddled up in steaming golden pastry lightly dusted with sugar and creating the most perfect bundles of gift-wrapped festive joy.
"Grandma Jean must have made some kind of mistake," said Herbert, almost drowning in his own disbelief as he took a couple more steps towards the skinny end of his frost-free branch.
"What could you possibly mean, Herbert?" puzzled Susie. "They smell even better than last year."
"Perhaps that's true, Susie, but Grandma Jean's put them on the wrong side of the glass. How are we supposed to eat the pies if they're trapped inside?"
Herbert inched even further along the branch, getting as close to the kitchen window as he could. "There it is," he thought, as his corvine senses were once more overwhelmed by the might of the pies. "The taste of the fruit. The scent of the butter,
the snapping of a branch."